Central Time. I'm Rob Farah.
And I'm Veronica Rickard. Coming up, a language expert argues that digital communication isn't ruining our language skills, but improving them.
First, a new study finds attorneys in Wisconsin who represent low-income defendants aren't paid enough to provide adequate defense.
The Sixth Amendment Center conducted the study called Justice Shortchanged. They found the $40 per hour rate for appointed attorneys in Wisconsin is the lowest rate in the country. And the authors say that means defendants who are provided an attorney by the state aren't getting the effective defense they're guaranteed under the Constitution.
David Carroll is with us now to talk about the study. He's executive director of the Sixth Amendment Center. David, welcome to Central Time.
Thank you very much.
Well, when we hear $40 an hour, it sounds, if we compare it to wages, pretty good. Why isn't that enough for a court-appointed attorney to represent a defendant?
Well, to have a legal business, there's certain expenses that you have to make each month. That's generally called overhead expenses, things like insurance and having an office. And in 2013, the Wisconsin State Bar Association determined that the average overhead rate in Wisconsin is almost $42 an hour, which means attorneys lose money taking the court-appointed counsel cases at $40 an hour.
Now, how much does Wisconsin rely on these appointed attorneys?
The bulk of cases are handled by staffed public defenders, but when there's a conflict, like when there's co-defendants, the public defenders can't handle those cases, so it has to go to private attorneys. The problem is that the Constitution doesn't care if you're co-defendant A or co-defendant B. You still have to require, you're still required to provide the same level of competent representation.
Does this happen often, this situation, or there has to be this outside attorney?
It does. It happens quite frequently.
So I guess the big question here is, you say the overhead's over $40 an hour, the pay is $40 an hour. Does this ultimately affect the quality of representation for the defendants in these cases?
It does. So just to give your audience an understanding, if you look at a state like South Dakota, which has a far lower cost of living than, you know, if you look at the urban centers of Milwaukee or Madison. In that state, there's a court rule that sets the compensation rate at $90 an hour, more than double what it is in Wisconsin right now. Similarly, there's a case out of Mississippi in which the Supreme Court down there determined that attorneys are entitled to both a reasonable fee and overhead rates. And the overhead rate was set at almost $35 an hour down there. Now, that case is now 25 years old. So if you look at the cost of living between the Mississippi Delta and Madison, for instance, and think that, you know, it's barely covering the cost of what it takes to have a legal business in 1990s Mississippi.
We're talking to David Carroll from the Sixth Amendment Center, looking at a new study on compensation for publicly appointed defense lawyers. And David, how much would a lawyer make? If I'm a lawyer, I'm representing somebody privately, not appointed by the courts, by the state. How much do I make per hour? And is the difference enough to lure people from doing one and maybe keep them from wanting to do these court-appointed stints?
I don't know the exact rate, but generally you need to be competitive with the private rates. For instance, in federal appointed cases, the compensation rates are $125 or $150 per hour, significantly above those $40 an hour rate. And so it needs to be competitive. No one expects that it's going to be equal to what someone can get for a private rate. But if you're an attorney and you have the choice to either take something that's going to net you $150 an hour or a case that's going to net you $40 an hour in which you lose money, chances are the attorneys are going to go for the higher cases.
Did you, I think you surveyed as part of this report a bunch of attorneys in Wisconsin. Did you hear from them that they were avoiding these court-appointed cases?
Yes, to be fair, a number of attorneys have said they take these cases because they think out of a sense of duty to the bar they should take these cases. And there's those attorneys that think, you know, if they provide effective representation in a high-profile case, it'll help their private business. But for the most part, attorneys responded that they are less and less inclined to take these cases. And more importantly, it showed that when they do take these cases, they don't contribute as much time as they do on their private cases. They don't file as many motions. They don't do what the Constitution requires effective representation to do.
So these low-income defendants, I mean, you look at this and you could say, well, they are getting some representation. A lawyer is helping them out with the case. It may not be, you know, Cadillac Legal Services, but isn't that enough? Aren't they getting the basic level they need to defend themselves?
The Constitution requires more than just a warm body with a bar card. It requires competent, effective representation. And, you know, it just doesn't occur when there's financial incentives to get rid of the case as soon as possible. The state of Wisconsin not only pays $40 an hour, there are instances in which they do what is called a flat fee contract, where they'll say, here's a set $248 to handle a misdemeanor case. So the attorney makes more money the quicker he or she gets rid of the case. And so there's these financial conflicts involved as well. State after state has been banning this form of compensation, most recently in Michigan and in Idaho. Not, you know, traditionally left-wing leaning states, but conservative states are banning this form of compensation.
Now, you point out in this study that Wisconsin court-appointed attorneys are paid the lowest rate in the country. What's the historical background behind that? Why did Wisconsin end up there?
I don't know if I really know fully all the background into why this occurred. And frankly, it's of less importance to us than getting it fixed. Certainly, through the 90s and early part of the century, it was difficult for people to think of funding indigent defense as anything other than giving criminals attorneys. It was easy to sort of ignore that issue. The interesting thing that's happening now is you see a consensus coming together from both the right and left that the Sixth Amendment is one of the cherished values of America, in that this is an issue of individual liberty versus the tyranny of government. So you see conservatives like Michigan Governor Snyder leading indigent defense reform. You see a state like Idaho moving to comprehensive reform. You see people like the Koch brothers giving significant resources to try to work on this issue. And so it really is a point now where conservatives are coming to this and saying, we have to do this right. And, you know, the financial cost of raising the rates could be offset by creating new programs to divert a lot of these cases out of the formal criminal justice system, thus shrinking the size of government to offset the cost.
So what are you looking for as a change here in Wisconsin, and who would have to act to make that happen?
Well, it could be legislatively done. You know, there has been a long history of asking for rate changes, and it hasn't occurred. So I think most advocates are seeing this as something that the court should do. And indeed, courts across the country have addressed this issue through court orders. So what this report recommends is that the Wisconsin State Supreme Court do an executive order requiring the compensation of counsel be set at $85 an hour and have a trigger annually like the cost of living so that it doesn't fall so dramatically behind as it has now.
David, thanks for joining us today.
My pleasure. Thank you.
That's David Carroll, Executive Director of the Sixth Amendment Center. He was with us to talk about the group's new study showing court-appointed defense attorneys in Wisconsin are paid the lowest rates in the country.